Oh, in case you didn't know, the NFL kicks off tomorrow. Houston, Kansas City, here we go.
Welcome to the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Brought to you by Hitman Fantasy Productions. Premier football coverage from college to NFL to fantasy and everything in between. And now, in the Hitman's hideout, here's your host, Chris Strasbaugh.
Welcome into the Hitman's Hideout. Welcome to the Hateful Hitman Podcast. It is Wednesday. We are just one day away from the NFL kicking off. I'm Chris Strasbaugh. Welcome and hope you're having a great week. In a time when we didn't know if it was going to even happen or not, it has arrived, and I couldn't be more excited. No, I don't care for either team. Sure do not. But in what I do as a fantasy analyst and a fantasy enthusiast, you know, I have particular stake from both of these teams for tomorrow evening. But aside from the fantasy value, let's look at it as a huge step in the right direction for all mankind. That's right, I said it, all mankind. That means we have a life. We're going to beat this COVID thing. We're going to get past it, and we're going to move forward with our lives. Now, not to say that you shouldn't still take precautions. You should still stay 6 feet away from people. I do that on a religious effort to stay away from people, 6 feet or more. If I see somebody close to me, I move away from them, and I hope that they do the same. I would recommend that you do the same as well, and we will continue to move forward instead of regress. And this whole nonsense that has taken over the world, and I'm just so over it. But enough of the negativity. We've got football tomorrow night. Not only do we have NFL, we have college. I'm going to talk about a couple of games that are happening this weekend as the varsity boys are kicking off this week. We've got the ACC and the Big 12 kicking off their seasons this weekend. And, you know, we've had a couple of games here, and I'm not degrading anything that we've already seen, but, you know, let's face it, you know, we're looking forward to the ACC, we're looking forward to the Big 12, and then in a little bit on down the road, you know, the SEC will be kicking off. So we're now getting ramped up. I got a couple of games I'm going to talk about before I get into the Thursday night game, and then the Sunday slate. We're going to talk about the matchups in week one. We're going to talk about the Monday night games. And then tomorrow night, if everything goes right, fingers crossed, Brian Wickham and I are going to go live on Sportscaster Thursday night. And we're going to break down the Thursday night game. And we're also going to give you week one, building your lineup, who to start in your fantasy leagues, tomorrow night live on Sportscaster, if everything goes according to plan. But before that, we've got some news and notes. Let's talk some NFL people getting paid.
Here's what we know.
Before I get into some of these contract extensions, it'd be a little remiss of me and a little bit rude to not touch on Ryan Shazier retiring from the NFL. I was one of those guys. Anybody who knows me, listens to my podcast, follows me on social media, knows I'm not a Buckeye fan. Never will be. Never have been. Not going to happen. But you cannot ignore the talent and the athleticism and the sheer just amazing person, you know, on and off the field, that Ryan Shazier was and still is. He announced his retirement from the NFL, and let's be realistic. Okay, when that injury happened, there was no way, and I said it back then, I said there was no way he ever played football again. And, you know, there was the hopes and all this, and, you know, but at the same time, that injury was just so terrible. I don't know how he was to ever play the game again. He said the same thing for Alex Smith, but here he is making the 53-man roster for the Washington football team. But this, the Ryan Shazier one was, in my opinion, it was just probably the worst injury I've ever seen. And, you know, I just didn't know how in the world you would ever come back from that. But he did announce his retirement from the NFL, and, you know, it's sad because he wasn't even in his prime yet. You know, he was cut down before his prime. So, hate to see that. You know, a fantastic football player, and, you know, you hate to see these kinds of things. But, you know, Ryan Shazier announced his retirement today from the NFL. A couple of names, a couple of big names, D-Hop. 2-year, $54.5 million contract extension per Bleacher Report. That means he's going to be there in Arizona working with Kyler Murray. And, you know, the sky's the limit there. I love Kyler Murray this year. To bring in that kind of talent level for a second-year quarterback only just says this guy could be huge this year in fantasy if he keeps himself healthy. I got plenty of shares of Kyler Murray across the fantasy landscape. Really looking forward to seeing what these guys do together over the next, not just this season, but a couple more seasons to come. Now, the big one that happened today was Jalen Ramsey. $105 million contract to stay with the Rams. Now, I know you're thinking, man, that's another Florida State cornerback that just knows how to get paid. Because back in the 90s, Deion broke the bank with the Dallas Cowboys. And now here you got Jalen Ramsey all these years later, now the highest paid corner in the game. And, man, he got some money. Now, he's going to have to earn it. Okay, week one, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb. Okay, he gets that check. He's got to earn it week one right out of the gate. Is it too much money? Of course it's too much money. There ain't nobody in the world needs to make that kind of coin. But, you know, it's the world we live in. So, you know, I'm happy for him as a Knoll. You know, I'm happy for him that he got himself paid. But that's a ridiculous amount of money. But, you know, like I said, it's football. So, yeah, I just swallow it and go on. But a couple of big names getting paid in the NFL this week. Jalen Ramsey, DeAndre Hopkins. So next up you got Dak, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara. All these guys are still waiting for that payday, and, you know, it's to be determined on and if that takes place. So be interesting to see how it goes throughout the season. I know a lot of these guys are, you know, betting on themselves and, you know, playing for it. If Dalvin Cook gets hurt, you know, he's done. If Dak is less than, you know, amazing, you know, he's not getting it. So, you know, not only did Hopkins get paid, but his former quarterback, Deshaun Watson, got paid, you know, too. So a lot of money getting tossed around the NFL. So stay tuned to see, you know, who's next on the list. Like I said, tomorrow night, not only do we have an NFL game, we also have a college game. The ACC kicks off its season. UAB goes down to Miami to play the Canes. And that game will be on 8 o'clock on the ACC network. If you don't have the ACC network, you're probably not going to be able to watch it. But my college game of the week, it is a no-brainer. 3 o'clock kick. Inside Doak Campbell Stadium, Georgia Tech, Florida State. So many scenarios and so many storylines in this game. Jeff Collins, second-year coach at Georgia Tech, trying to, you know, rebound from a terrible 2019. I think they went 2-10, if I remember right. You know, they're trying to build on that, you know, from his first year to his second year. They're going in, playing Florida State, who has had a complete, you know, overhaul. Mike Norvell comes in, takes over for Willie Taggart. And, you know, from what I've seen and everything I've watched, and trust me, I watch footage on this team every single day, it looks as if they've turned the corner and they've moved on and they're looking forward as opposed to what the heck has been happening in Tallahassee over the past couple of years. Easily my game of the week to watch. It's a 3:30 kick. Not a whole lot else going on at that time. It's going to be on ABC, you know, a regular channel. It's going to be a good game to watch, whether you're a Florida State fan or a Yellow Jacket fan or just a college football fan or football in general. You know, it's back, and you got, if this year more than anything, we need to enjoy and appreciate what we've got, because I say it at the end of every season. I say it at the end of every season when the football season comes to an end. You know, we're all going to miss it. I always say at the end of the last two or three weeks, you know, find a game. Watch a game, because, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks it's going to be over with, and then we're going to be without it, you know, for 6 to 7 months. Well, it couldn't be even more true this year, because we didn't even know if we was going to have it. So, you know, appreciate it, respect it, grab some popcorn, some Doritos, and watch some football this weekend, because it's all kicking off. I can't wait. Starts tomorrow night. Friday night, I'm going to my high school football game. Saturday, college. Sunday, NFL. Monday, NFL. You know, it's back, people. And hope you're as excited for the start of the season as I am. So what we got? We got Houston at Kansas City kicking off the season. We got the defending Super Bowl champs, okay, hosting the recently paid Deshaun Watson, the recently paid Patrick Mahomes. You got Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming in. You know, he's the new hotness. There's some running back questions in Houston. There's some wide receiver questions in Houston. You know, but they still feel like they've got a team, you know, that can compete and come in and maybe even not only just compete but beat KC in week one. Now, the one thing we have to think about is there's no preseason. Okay, all we've had is practices and scrimmages and you know, and drills and stuff. So these guys have been hitting each other. Not only do I predict a little bit of a slow start, you know, maybe for this game, and maybe not only for just this game, but the entire week one. You know, I don't think we're going to tiptoe into the water, but I just don't think these teams are going to get it going for, I don't want to say 3 weeks, but at least a game, game and a half, you know, to work some bugs out. So we may see a little bit of a slow start, and that's to be expected with no preseason and no real idea, you know, on how to gauge, you know, in-game scenarios and, you know, how do they read and respond to, you know, getting hit in the mouth and how they're going to respond from that. So, but, you know, that could be way off and full of crap, because Mahomes may come out and throw 4 touchdowns tomorrow night and I'll be like, okay, my bad. But, you know, don't be surprised if we see a little bit of a lag, and it takes a week or so for the NFL to really ramp up. So who do I like in this one? I got to go Kansas City in this one. There's just too many question marks on Houston's side with, you know, they lost, you know, probably the number two wide receiver in the NFL. And they got some running back issues. And, you know, so I just – I'm afraid to say that they can go in there and upset the champs. And I think Kansas City wins this one. And in a very blah, blah, blah kind of mundane first game kind of way. Fantasy impact player of this game, I'm putting it around CEH. Okay? All the hype, all the buildup, all the he's a top five back, yada, yada, yada. He's going to be my fantasy impact player in this game. Okay? It's your turn, young man. Okay, you're going to get thrown right into the fire. Okay, you've got an MVP at quarterback. You've got a Super Bowl winning coach. You know, you don't have to shoulder all the load. So you can just go out there and play your game. And I want to see how it works. And I don't have any shares of Clyde Edwards-Helaire and across any of my drafts. I don't have any of him. And I'm okay with that. I've said it before that I'm fine with with somebody else getting him, and if they benefit from it, I'm just going to say, oh, shucks, you know, my fault. I'm not predicting a score. It's not my thing. But, you know, I do think Kansas City comes out of this with a win, and they pick up where they left off, you know, and get it rolling, you know, in week one against Houston in a game that, you know, is going to be on primetime, and everybody that's a football fan is going to be watching. So hopefully it's entertaining, and hopefully it's something that we don't just say, oh, is that what we've got to look forward to? I think it's going to be a good game, and, you know, any game right now is going to be a blessing to us. So I got Houston, you know, losing, but at the same time, they're going to have 15 more games on top of that to make some adjustments and get it right. On to Sunday, I'm going to start with the Raiders at the Panthers, 1 o'clock to CBS. Panthers got a new quarterback, okay, but they also have this guy by the name of Christian McCaffrey. You may have heard of him. Interesting to see how Bridgewater and McCaffrey work, you know, now that Cam's gone to New England, to New England, and the whole new thing. He's still going to catch a ton of passes, I believe, and he's still going to be a main threat for your fantasy teams. It may take a while for this offense to gel. Just like I said before, all these games are going to have the same thing. You know, it's, you know, in essence, they're playing the first preseason game of the year. Well, it's actually going to count this year. So, you know, interested to see how the storylines there in Carolina play out. On the other side of the field, we're going to have the Raiders. And, you know, they've got some new looks. They've released a couple of running backs. They're putting it on Josh Jacobs. He's the guy this year. And I do have a couple of shares of Jacobs throughout the landscape of my fantasy rosters. So I'm looking for him to have a really good season this year. There was rumors that John Gruden was mad that he didn't get Rookie of the Year, and he may feed on that. Is it coach speak? You know, I don't know. But I do know for one thing that they've got, you know, a couple of wide receivers out there that are rookies that are slated, as of right now, starting at the wide receiver position with Ruggs and Edwards. His name slipped my mind for a minute. So there's my storyline right there, is the wide receivers for the Raiders. A couple of rookies coming in, and they've both had really good camps. Edwards may be one of the better rookie camps in all of the NFL. Has earned himself, you know, a chance to compete, an opportunity there, you know, for the Raiders. Carr, you know, not the greatest quarterback in the NFL, but, you know, obviously Gruden likes what he sees, and you know, he's serviceable, you know, in this offense. I think it puts a little bit more on Josh Jacobs with the two rookie receivers out there, but, you know, if he stays healthy and he's able to shoulder the load, it's going to pay off big-time dividends, you know, for us fantasy people who have shares of Josh Jacobs. And with that would be my fantasy impact player, would be Josh Jacobs in this game. You know, coming out week one, you know, you're playing a team in a game where, you know, I think either team can win. But at the same time, you know, you probably are expecting the Raiders to win this game. You know, Carolina's got a new quarterback, but they do have McCaffrey. So it could be one of the more intriguing and entertaining games of the weekend, right off the bat, 1 o'clock, you know, there on Sunday. Yeah, so who do I take? I guess I'm going to lean towards the Raiders. You know, maybe go against the grain. I guess maybe the Raiders are favored to win, so I guess maybe I'm not really going against the grain. But you got Christian McCaffrey out there, so, you know, and whenever he's on the field, you know, lightning in a bottle. So, you know, the Raiders are favored. I'm going to take the Raiders in a close one and maybe a very entertaining game in week one. Battle of NFC East right out of the gate. Eagles, Washington football team. To me, this is a little lopsided. You got Carson Wentz, who, without the injury, is NFL MVP. Back, hopefully he's healthy. They do have some wide receiver issues, but I hear good things about Jalen Reagor progressing nicely. Maybe back week two. That'd be nice. They do have some wide receiver issues, though. So, Miles Sanders, he's been hurt a little bit. But even with all of that said, I like the Eagles to win this game. Fantasy impact player, it may be just because it's the new, and you know, the new soaring up draft boards and getting a lot of hype. I know he's a rookie, but I'm going to say I got to see what happens with Antonio Gibson week one. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen, you know, throughout the course of the season as we progress through the season. But, you know, my fantasy impact player for this game is going to be Antonio Gibson just because, you know, they let AP go. Geis is an idiot, so he's gone. So it kind of clears up the running back room a little bit there. And, you know, he is a Christian McCaffrey type, and I shouldn't say that. I realize that, but he can run the ball. He can catch the ball. He can line up at wide receiver. He can do all kinds of things. So, you know, I think even if we only see him in limited action this weekend, we may be looking at still, you know, maybe he gets 50 or 60 rushing yards, but he also catches four or five passes. How cool would that be? And if he turns one of them into a score, you know, his first game, you know, that's a fantasy win right out of the gate, you know, for Antonio Gibson. Seahawks, Falcons, 1 o'clock kick on Fox. Seattle favored in this game. It is in Atlanta. You know, I don't know. This is another good game. We've got some good games week one. You know, storyline in this one, Todd Gurley coming from the Rams to the Falcons. What's his role going to be? How many, you know, is he going to be the bell cow, you know, of the getting the blunt and the bulk of the carries? Are you going to see some Hill in there, or maybe even some Ito Smith? You know, I think as long as Gurley's healthy and his knees stand up, those guys are still, you know, I think a bad knee, Todd Gurley, is still better than everything else they have. So, you know, I think as long as he's functioning and healthy, he's going to get the blunt, you know, of the carries there in Atlanta this year, and, you know, maybe be a bigger red zone threat than Freeman because, you know, he's a bigger back. So I definitely like the intrigue of Gurley going there, but I just don't know if he has anything left. Oh, for Seattle, they've got a lot. I mean, if you look across the NFC and you think maybe the top two teams that have got a lot going on for them, It's Seattle and it's Dallas. I mean, Seattle's got Russell Wilson, and they got two awesome receivers. You know, they got both guys, Lockett, DK, can both go deep. You know, Chris Carson said he's back at 100%. And when he's healthy, we all know what he can do. And, you know, Russell Wilson, like I said, fantastic quarterback. Seattle can do anything they want to do. And it wouldn't be surprise me if Seattle's in this thing at the end, you know, making a run, you know, for the NFC Championship. And that being said, I'm going to have to definitely take them in this matchup. I think that they go into Atlanta and they find a way to win on the road. I know it's a long way away from Seattle, Washington, but I think they go in there, they're able to get it done, and I just think that they have a little bit too much firepower to go in there, and I think they can hold Atlanta off in this one. Jets, Bills, and this one to me is maybe closer than the experts think, but I could also see it being a blowout. I don't know about Le'Veon Bell. We're hoping that Darnold makes a step in the right direction. But, you know, I like the opportunity with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. If those two guys can click and even be, you know, remotely on the same page, they could have a fantastic season. The running game, it scares me in Buffalo a little bit. If you have any shares of Singletary, at this point, if I was drafting and all my drafts are done, I would take Moss over Singletary at this point. Just, I hear he's dropping passes, and, you know, if you're in the red zone and you're dropping passes, you're probably not going to get any looks. You know, you may get one or two chances, and you better reel them in. So if they get down there and it's inside the 10, you know, it might be Zach Moss time, and he may be a steal, you know, for goal line work in Buffalo. Like Buffalo in this game, I think they win, and I think they win, you know, I said maybe closer than people think, but I think maybe Buffalo wins this game and gets off to a good start with a really solid win over the Jets. Colts-Jags, another division game to kick the season off, 1 o'clock kick on CBS. You know, and to me, this is maybe a little bit more lopsided. Okay, you got Phillip Rivers, who is 100, coming in with T.Y., and they got Jonathan Taylor, and the offensive line's still pretty good. They got Darius Leonard on the defensive side of the ball. Jacksonville has a lot of questions to answer. They just cut Fournette. They got this guy Robinson supposed to start. Don't know if I believe in that a whole lot. I did put in a waiver claim for him because he's a running back, and, you know, you just never know. But I want to see, you know, how Chris Thompson does now. I'm ready. He's getting goal line work, goal line receptions. That's big time. In PPR leagues, that's the touchdown, the points, everything else. So, you know, I really think that the Colts win this game easily. But, you know, Gardner Minshew, DJ Chark, Chris Thompson, they got some firepower too. Okay, so I can't just write this game off. But, I mean, I'm picking the Colts to win. But, you know, Jacksonville's got some pieces if they can build throughout the season, you know, and get better as they go. They're going to be a playoff team? Probably not, but, you know, the 500 team, why not? Oh, battle up in the NFC North. Bears-Lions in Detroit. What a game to start off the season. And I love the Bears, okay? They're if I had to root for a second team in the NFL, it'd definitely be the Bears. Always love Walter Payton. Just Bears are one of my favorite teams of all time. That team they had back when they won the championship was just unbelievable. So, who you like in this game, Chris? Well, that's a good question. Trubisky named the starting quarterback in Chicago. Matthew Stafford, healthy. David Montgomery, not healthy. The Lions have a couple of running backs that are decent. They just brought in AP. You know, at home, I'm going to lean Detroit in this one. I really am. Just home field advantage, even though there really isn't going to be one. Limited seating capacity, if any. Week one, I think maybe there's none. So, you know, I think maybe I'm going to lean Detroit. Just, I mean, if there's any kind of home field advantage, Detroit has it because it's in their home. So, for me, the Bears, it's going to be like a work in progress and under construction throughout the course of the year. Once they get Montgomery back healthy, and, you know, Allen Robinson is a guy who I'm putting a lot of faith in a couple of leagues. So look for him to get some targets, but, you know, he would probably be my fantasy impact player in this game because he may be the one constant for the Bears that you know, is that Trubisky is going to look for when he drops back. And I think he could see some serious opportunity and some serious targets in this one. But I'm leaning Detroit just because it's a home game for them. And, you know, I think they got a little bit more right now. But that's why they play the game. Dolphins-Patriots, another 1 o'clock kick on CBS. I almost don't even want to talk about this game. I don't see any reason why, even with, you know, Cam Newton coming in, day one, starting his first game as a Patriot, and if he's healthy and his arm's right, I think this game could be over, you know, by early halftime. I just don't know what I like in Miami. I don't trust much in Miami. You know, you got Ryan Fitzpatrick who can throw four touchdowns, but he can also turn around and throw four picks. So, you know, he's a placeholder. We know this already until Tua's ready. But definitely going with New England in this game. And, you know, I always bash on Cam, and I'm not a big Cam fan, but he's going to be my fantasy impact player in this one for a couple of reasons. Okay, I think N'Keal Harry is better now with Cam there. He can push the ball down the field more than Tom was going to. And, you know, it opens up the passing game, which opens up the running game. And, you know, dumping the ball out of the backfield, you know, to James White, who should have a decent game just by, you know, out of necessity because they really don't have a whole lot. Harris is hurt. Burkhead's hurt. So, I mean, James White is a guy they're going to lean on. So he could catch some passes. And I think Cam may even run one in. So, I mean, you know, I knock on Cam a lot because he isn't my biggest – I'm not his biggest fan, but, you know, my impact player in this game, new system, Bill Belichick, he's a Patriot. Let's see what you can do, Cam. Let's see if you're back. Another battle in the NFC North, 1 o'clock kick, Green Bay at Minnesota. Okay, you know I'm taking Minnesota in this one, all right, because it's Dalvin Cook time. Home game, coming out, he's in a contract year. Okay, Dalvin Cook's going to have to show me something along with the world and his team and the ownership and the NFL as to what he can do this year. And if you look on the other side of the ball, you may have a little bit of a two-headed monster at the running back position. I think they're going to try to get A.J. Dillon some work, you know, in the red zone, which may take away some from Aaron Jones. I do not know, but I mean, they brought him in for a reason. They passed on wide receivers to bring this guy in. So, you know, we shall see. Aaron Rodgers has one guy to throw the ball to. That's Devontae Adams. He looks at him as his first, second, third, fourth, fifth read. I don't trust anybody else in that offense other than Devontae Adams, and I have zero shares of him. So, my fantasy impact player in this game, obviously, Dalvin Cook. Let's get through week one, and let's keep him healthy, and let's build on that week one. You know, 80, 90 yards and a touchdown and four or five catches will be a great day for Dalvin Cook. And it'd be awesome to see that happen right out of the gate for him, you know, in a contract year. Chargers, Bengals, and as much as I love Derwin James and as much as he is a game changer and a complete menace when he's on the field, he's had one good year. That was his rookie year. He played all 16 games, was not hurt, and just took the world by storm, and he's been hurt the last two seasons. He's out for the entire year this year. That being said, as much as I love Derwin James because he's my boy from Florida State, it's got to be a good thing for Joe Burrow on the other side. When he can take the field and he knows that he is not facing that animal of a man in Derwin James, it's got to be a little bit of relief to a rookie starting his first game, you know, at home, 405 game on CBS. You know, but when you look across there and you're already looking at, you know, a Bosa brother and an Ingram, and they brought in a rookie who's a stud in Kenneth Murray, to see Derwin James not in that secondary has got to be a huge plus for Joe Burrow. Other side of the ball, we got a new quarterback. Rivers is off to Indy. Here we go, Tyrod Taylor. I don't like Tyrod Taylor. I would not play him anywhere this week. There's got to be some other option for you than playing Tyrod Taylor. Now, Austin Eckler, if you've seen the film and the videos that NFL Network posted, this dude has hit the gym hard over the past couple of years and has really built his body into a running back like it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy is ripped, so he's going to have to be the guy. Okay, Gordon's gone. It's his show. Okay, he's my fantasy impact player in this game. You know, there's several to choose from. You could pick Burrow as a rookie, first game out. You could pick Keenan Allen, who says he belongs in the top, you know, conversations with wide receivers. But I'm going Eckler in this one. Okay, it's your show now. You come out, catch the ball, run the ball, have yourself a big fantasy day against the Bengals, and none of us are going to be surprised if you're atop the leaderboard at the running back position, you know, for week one in fantasy. Really surprised this next game wasn't the primetime game. Bucks-Saints, Okay, you got two first ballot, just retire and hand them the jacket kind of guys playing quarterback in this game with Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. If you think back when this game came out on the schedule and Tom signed with Tampa, I was like, look at that. Week one, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, head-to-head, and it's going to happen this coming Sunday. 425, I'm sure Aikman and Buck will be on the call. What a game. Storylines on both sides of the ball. What's going on with Kamara? You know, he's playing for a contract, and hopefully he stays healthy for him. Drew Brees, just giving the jacket because, you know, he's going to be in Canton as soon as he's eligible to get voted in. Michael Thomas, the best receiver in all of football. They brought in Emmanuel Sanders. The tight end is decent. And, you know, hopefully they're grooming my dude Adam Trautman from the University of Dayton to take over in a year or two. There is a lot to like from this Saints team. Other side of the ball, Gronk comes out of retirement. I don't care. Tom Brady is the spark plug to this engine now, okay? They brought in Fournette. I don't care. Ronald Jones, I was starting to care, and now I don't care anymore about that. You got Godwin and Evans on the outside. I think those are your keys. You got a couple of tight ends with Gronk in there with O.J. Howard. You know, I just don't like the running back situation for Tampa. So, you know, on that note, I'm going to lean towards the Saints. It's a home game with no fans. It would make a difference if there was fans in the stands, but I'm going to take the Saints in this game. But my fantasy impact player in this game is going to be Tom Brady. What's he going to look like in this new team, new Bruce Arians offense? What's he going to do? I would absolutely not start him in a one quarterback league. But if you play in two quarterback leagues or super flex and you feel you want to start Tom Brady, go for it. It's week one. Everybody can absorb a loss week one and still win a championship. That's one thing I want to talk about before I get out of here this evening, is you don't have to, you can lose in week one and not stress about it. As a matter of fact, I'm looking, you know, at probably losing several leagues in week one just because of the unknown of what we don't know what we're going to see. So you're going to take some L's, and that's going to be okay. You can still rebound. Now, if you're 0-4, then you can panic. But if you're 0-1, it's not the end of the world. Do not panic. A lot of division games this upcoming week one. Cardinals, Niners, out in Levi Stadium. San Francisco, the NFC representation in the Super Bowl last year, lost to Kansas City. You probably remember that. Okay, they're bringing back a lot of the same guys. You know, plus they got a dynamic wide receiver out of college, Brandon Ayuk. And you still got Jimmy G. You still got that staple of running backs. And you still got Kyle Shanahan as your coach. Other side of the coin, you got Kyler Murray. Fantastic, dynamic player at the quarterback position in year two with Cliff Kingsbury. Okay? Give him a healthy Kenyon Drake all year long. And not only that, we talked earlier about DeAndre Hopkins coming in. Fitz came back for 1 year. I love Christian Kirk. The defense has some questions to answer. But, you know, all in all, this Arizona team, there's a lot to like about it. That being said, I'm still going to take the Niners in this game. Now, I do know, I didn't even have to look this up, Arizona beat San Fran twice last year. That's saying something. So I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona finds a way to win this game. But I'm still going to take San Francisco just because it's the safer of the two, and I'm not going to go crazy in week one just yet. That being said, once again, my fantasy impact player of the week will be Kyler Murray. With his new weapon at wide receiver, his running ability, Kenyon Drake, Fitz, who's a Hall of Famer, Christian Kirk, healthy, should have a fantastic day fantasy-wise, even if Arizona isn't able to get the win. Ah, we've been waiting all show for Sunday night. Here we go. 8:20, NBC, Cowboys at Rams. I got to stay up all day long to watch my team play. That's okay, because it's in prime time. I'll be fine. Dallas is favored to win this game. And with the letdown last year, you know, by the Rams, had a huge letdown from the year before, I can see why. Dallas has no excuses. Okay, offense, defense, you know, everybody knocks on their defense. Well, it's not that bad. Okay, they have so much faith in Xavier Woods, they was able to let Ha-Ha Clinton Dix go. Or maybe Ha-Ha just didn't have it anymore or whatever, but this defense is good. Okay, they got two of the premier linebackers in the NFL. Their defensive front line, they can interchange players. No, I'm not a fan of a couple of guys they brought in, but they're gamers. If they can stay off the sauce, they're fine. But I don't like them. I don't want them on the team. But if they're there and they can play, sure. You got Everson Griffin. Guy's a sack machine. Love that guy. Okay, this defense is not that bad. And you pair it with that offense that I've talked about for so long since they drafted CeeDee Lamb. Good offensive line. Zeke Elliott. This is Dak's year. You know, if he doesn't do it this year, I'm going to say I told you so. If he does it this year, I'm going to have some crow to eat. And that's cool. They're my team. I'm picking them to win this game. Just because there's too many bullets in the gun for the Rams to dodge. You cross the side of the field, you say, well, they got Goff, and they got Woods, and they got Kupp, and they got a good tight end in Higbee. And they brought in the young stud from Florida State, Cam Akers. Yes, but we've got some unknowns right there. The offensive line's got some questions, and the running game's got some questions. That right there shifts it back to Dallas for me. It could be a homer pick. I'm taking the Cowboys, and the fantasy impact player in this game is going to have to probably be Dak. There, I said it. Took me a minute. I had to really reach in there and pull it out by my bare hands. But let's say Dak. Let's see what he does. Week one, new coach. New attitude. Dallas has all the keys to make a run deep into the playoffs and maybe even make a run into the Super Bowl if things go their way. So this season's on deck. Another guy playing, betting on himself, playing for a big contract. You've got to come out and you got to show yourself. You got to show what you got week one in the Rams. Was it the new stadium, I believe, if I remember right? So, you know, primetime game. Dak's got to show up. You know, don't be surprised if Zeke has – you know, a good game, scores a touchdown. But, you know, I'm staying away from Cooper this week. If I have any shares of Cooper, I'm probably going to bench him because they just paid Jalen Ramsey $105 million to cover people like him. So it may be a bigger game for Gallup. We may even see some CeeDee Lamb shine in week one. But, you know, my impact player's got to be Dak, you know, and it's going to be a consistent thing for him throughout the course of the year. Monday night, we got a double dip. On Monday, starts at 7 o'clock, both games on ESPN. Steelers going to the Meadowlands to play the Giants. Big Ben's healthy. You know, James Conner is the guy, they say, at a running back position. You've got Juju, Johnson. You know, they've got some guns on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense is, you know, quietly fantastic. So, you know, I'm going to take the Steelers over the Giants because the Giants are another one of those teams. If you take out Saquon Barkley, there's still some questions that need to be answered. Okay, this is Daniel Jones' show now. Okay, it's your turn, young man. Let's see what you can do. Okay, but the Giants are still rebuilding. That's no secret. And, you know, I don't see a problem with Pittsburgh handling the Giants, you know, in week one. Fantasy impact player in this game is going to have to be James Conner. Okay, they made you the show. They made you the running back for a reason. You stay healthy. You tote that rock. You get end zone carries. You punch them in. And you do your job. And as long as they can have any threat of a running game this season, any threat that it's there, and Big Ben stays healthy, there it's stupid to think that, you know, the Steelers won't be in this thing, you know, at the end of the season. Deep run into the playoffs, you know, could they show up for the Super Bowl? Sure. The defense is there. the offense could be there. Ben stays healthy. Now, if Ben goes down, all bets are off. But no doubt that Pittsburgh has the firepower and the team to make a deep run and maybe even try to hoist that Lombardi at the end of the season. Last game on the docket, Titans-Broncos, 10:20 on ESPN. I probably won't be awake for this one. You've got Derrick Henry on one side. He is a Titan himself. Get it? Get what I did there? He's a Titan and he plays for the Titans? No? Not funny? Okay. Anyways, he's huge, and he's the one constant on that team. Tannehill, he's the wild card for me, and A.J. Brown's going to go as Tannehill goes. So if Tannehill can keep his confidence up and stay healthy and play, then A.J. Brown could have a very productive fantasy season. I'm going to take Tennessee in this game just because of what we've seen them do last year in the playoffs. On Denver and Drew Lock, this is your team now. Okay, you get your chance and your opportunity. I always preach opportunity on this podcast. This is your opportunity. You got several wide receivers, including one of the fastest guys, you know, coming in with Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton. They brought in KJ Hamler. Okay, they now have Melvin Gordon, who I think could be a very good addition to this team, as long as he gets himself acclimated to the Denver, you know, altitude. He was having some problems there for a while. They got Lindsey in there, a 1-2 punch at running back. It's going to screw up our fantasy weeks, but it's going to help Denver, you know, as the season goes on, and it's going to give each one of those running backs, you know, breaks so that they're not wearing out themselves by the time week 14, 15 comes around. As long as those running backs can stay healthy, Gordon's dinged up. Lindsey isn't very big. You know, it's going to help Drew Lock. A solid running game is going to help the young quarterback. That being said, they're not going to win this game on Monday night. I think Tennessee's going to have too much for them, and they're going to be the ones to get off to a 1-0 start. That doesn't mean that you're going to give up on Denver. Okay, I'm not big on Drew Lock in the fantasy world, but I'm very curious to see what Denver does throughout the course of the season as they progress and get better each week, because that's going to happen. Every team's going to get better. We had no preseason. I've said that already twice tonight. No preseason. So these teams are going to grow as the season progresses, and you're going to see teams get, you know, significantly better than in most seasons, because it's going to happen in real time as it, you know, when you get the four playoff games, or the preseason games, excuse me, you know, to see the progression, to get a feel for your team. So as the season goes on, Denver's going to get better. Make no question about it. And if they don't, then they got some coaching issues. So, you know, we'll see. But Titans-Broncos, fantasy impact player in this game, it's Derrick Henry, and it's not even really close. You know, if he runs for 100 and scores a couple of touchdowns, he's going to make Tannehill's life a lot easier. And, you know, A.J. Brown and Tannehill may have a good game, but it's Derrick Henry. And it's Derrick Henry, you know, for the year for the Titans, because they're going to ride him. And, you know, and he's going to be the backbone of that team, you know, throughout the course of this season. That's going to do it for me. You're all set for your games. Put your lineups in. Make sure you got your guys started. You got players going tomorrow. Make sure they're there. Make sure they're playing. Make sure you got them in. My name is Chris Strasbaugh. You can find me on Twitter at Hateful Hitman. You can find the show on Podbean, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, Google Pod, Apple Pod, all over the place. Anywhere you want to check me out, I do appreciate it. Tomorrow night, Brian and me are going to go live on Sportscaster. If everything goes right, check us out about 7 o'clock. We're going to break down the Thursday night game, and we're going to give you who to start in week one. Have a great evening. Enjoy the football game tomorrow. See you next time on the Hitman Show.